I'm going to kick things off this morning. A stranger helps a man tie his tie, then shows up to his father's funeral. This is a very touching story of compassion. Kevin Butcher went with his wife, Sherry, to pick out clothing for his father's funeral when they both realized neither one of them knows how to tie a tie. It seems like an obvious thing, Mackenzie, that a guy would know, but like, sometimes you just don't have a guy teach you, like right. Your dad doesn't teach
you. No, we talked about this last week, actually, that I think one in four men, I'm totally just making up that statistic, but a lot of men don't know how to tie a tie, and it's all good. You don't have to be embarrassed.
Well, here's the thing. He went up to this guy. The guy's name's Howell Hackler, and he said, "Hey, man, can you help me out?" And the guy came to his rescue. He didn't even hesitate. Kevin explained why he needed help and proceeded to put the tie around his neck. He joked with him, "Hey, man, this might take all day, but I'm going to get it right, okay? I promise. We'll get this done." After a few tries of getting the right length, because that's the hard thing too. I still struggle. It's like, oh, my tie's too short. My tie's too long. You got to get it right at the right spot on your shirt.
Right.
He got the length right and he put it back over Kevin's head and thanked him for letting him do this. He reached out to shake hands with him and then he pulled Kevin in to get closer to hug him and tell him how sorry he was to hear about him losing his father. But the story doesn't end there. Talk about compassion from this man. Mr. Hacker showed up to the funeral to say a prayer for the family. Like, they weren't expecting him. He was there waiting at the funeral home.
That's amazing.
So, with a loss comes such an amazing gain of a good person. Producer Porkchop, what do you got for a Monday motivation today?
There's a seven-month-old baby from Florida that had to travel to Russia in hopes of, like, getting a treatment to remove a large birthmark on her face. And her parents actually did something really cool. Like, the girl's birthmark looks like the Batman mask.
Wow, so, okay.
So her parents, like, they go around wearing this Batman mask, and so, you know, to kind of, I mean, the little girl's only 7 months old, so she doesn't, like, notice, but, you know, it's just to make her feel good. But they're sending her to Russia, so hopefully she could get a treatment for this rare skin condition.
Interesting.
Aww, I'd
okay.
love to hear that.
And Mackenzie, what do you got for Monday motivation?
Okay, so I highly get motivated from Kevin Hart. He does these off, just like random one-off YouTube, just motivational speeches, and this one really spoke to me. There's a few bleeps, but you're gonna like it.
I constantly get the same question, which is, Kevin, what fuels you? What is it that pushes you so hard? Why do you never stop? And here's what I want people to understand, man. Within us all, there should be a fire. There's a fire that burns because of what you want. I want so much. So that fire, there's a fire that keeps you going. It's a drive. And no matter what, when you accomplish things, that fire gets bigger because you should want more. You should constantly put logs on your fire. What I mean by put logs on your fire is set new goals. Want more. You want to accomplish more. You want to do more. You want to achieve more. The only people that are capable of putting your fire out are people that don't have that burns within them. People that don't want. People that don't want. They're always trying to blow on your fire. You're doing too much. Why are you doing that? Oh my God, again? Damn, you up early every day? When are you gonna take a break? Those are people that just don't have people that don't have want company. Don't give them company, man. Put some more logs on your fire.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. On this beautiful Monday.
Yes, there on this beautiful Monday, Kevin Hart. That's so true, because people on the sidelines are always like, want to put you out. Why you want to do so much? Why your dream so big? You keep doing you and
ignore 'cause you're them. So hot. That's why.
That's right.
All right, Monday motivation here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.